This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome. Morning Devotions. The name Mother Teresa of Calcutta doesn't need much introduction. She's still well known, even though she died many years ago, loved by millions of people because her acts of love and compassion and her reputation remains untarnished. I like the story. One day she was visiting Ethiopia during one of the worst periods of drought and famine. She was caring for the needy. She was blessing the dying children at a time when many children were dying at alarming rates. A newspaper reporter was following her around and asked her if she got discouraged seeing so many people dying of disease and starvation despite what she was doing and those of her fellow sisters in the group. And she was quite angry with that reporter and said quite sharply to him, "We're not here to be successful, we're here to be faithful." Well, it was quite a profound answer, one that opens up to me the whole meaning. What does it really mean to be successful anyway? It is a complex question. I'm sure you could answer it in a different way, but it's worth exploring. There are many articles you can read on this topic and the articles that promise you how to be successful. Well, work hard, ask for that raise at your job, be innovative, don't waste time being unproductive, surround yourself with good people, all this sort of stuff. And maybe these articles promise that if you do work hard enough and the right amount of luck, that'll come, that'll make you successful. If you go to any high school reunion and the whispers around the people will be about, not how much you put on weight, but how successful are you? That seems to be what really matters. Who's got the biggest bank balance? They're the ones that succeed from the school. So it seems that great achievement correlates to money, power, possessions, and impressing other people. Everybody wants to be successful. They want to be associated with success. I suppose every mother wants her son to be successful. Every woman wants to marry a successful man. So some people can define success as being a loving and faithful spouse or a caring parent. Someone would equate success, as I said, with wealth and power. But it's interesting that what people dream about is living the dream life as a success. You could define success like getting all the things you want in life. But what about Mother Teresa? Well, actually, it's interesting to think about Mother Teresa. She was asked one other day why she never got married. And Mother Teresa surprisingly said, "Because I was too ugly." Her idea of success was very different to what other people. So what does it mean? A person once wrote to Billy Graham, the highly respected evangelist. He was the question, "What do you think it takes to become a successful person? I'd like to quit my job, start my own business, but I know it's a big step and I want to be sure that I'm going to make a success of it." And here was Billy Graham's answer. And I want to just read it to you. "Have you ever stopped," he said, "and asked yourself how you would define success? What do you think it takes to make a person successful? The real measure of a successful person, think of Jesus for a moment," he said. "Would you call Jesus a success? I doubt it. Not if you define success only in terms of wealth or power or popularity. On one occasion, Jesus said, 'Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.'" That's from Luke 9:58. Billy Graham said the people of that day rejected Jesus. The authorities executed him as a common criminal, and in his death he laid in a borrowed tomb. And yet no person has made a greater impact for good on the world. And the reason is because Jesus was committed to something far more important than money or prestige. He knew the important thing in life was following his Father's will. So Billy Graham added this note to the person wanting to know how to be successful. Make your goal to know God's will. Commit your life to Jesus Christ and ask him to forgive your sins and ask Jesus to guide you and seek first his kingdom. Now, I thought that was a terrific answer, and it's a good answer for you to think about. I want to be a success. Dear Lord, we know that success is more than money. It's about knowing you and entrusting our lives to you today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.